Well, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. Next to Cal LaRue, my name is Marcella Shepard, the bass man. Coming in at number 5 this week is probably the most connected artist to his fans and followers in smooth jazz. Talking about composer and guitarist Niels. He puts on a weekly live at home show via Facebook each week, giving his fans an up close and personal look at his home studio, as well as an opportunity to hear his current hits, and even sometimes a glimpse into some ideas that he's working on. Well, his album Cool Shades is still bearing new hits and making a case to be one of the top albums of the year, just as it was last year. For this, his 11th release, Niels connects with his partner in crime, trumpeter and vocalist Johnny Britt, amongst a few other cats he normally grooves with. They present 13 cuts here. Niels, Cool Shades, in the number 5 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Digging that for sure, boy. What a groove it is. Niels there on the Baja TSR label. Cool Shades is the name of the album. He lands in the number 5 position this week here on our survey. What you got, bruh?
Thank you, Brother Bass. Well, coming in at number four this week, it is trumpeter Lynn Roundtree. His latest is one funky album, top to bottom. It's called The Message. You'll find it on the Trippin' In Rhythm label. Lynn Roundtree in at number four on this week's survey. And with that, that brings us to this week's new music feature, which I have to say was a welcome ear-opening experience when I pressed play on this album. It comes to us from the band Super Blue, led by Grammy-winning vocalist Kurt Elling and eclectic guitarist and producer Charlie Hunter. Well, Elling brings a track record of jazz vocalese into this project that has earned him international honor and accolades, including two Grammy Award wins from 14 total nominations, Male Vocalist of the Year honors on the Downbeat Critics poll, 18 times over, I should add. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Charlie Hunter, for his part, as a musician and producer, has for a long time now been straddling the fences and experimenting with sounds that meet at the intersection of jazz and hip hop. Together with drummer Corey Fonville and bassist keyboardist DJ Harrison, this unit picks up where their 2021 Grammy-nominated album left off. That previous project was, as Charlie Hunter describes, so COVID-centric, recorded almost entirely remotely during the pandemic. This time around, the band was able to draw on a lot more interaction, as well as familiarity with one another. The result? A groove-based, funky collection of new songs, surprising cover tunes, and ambitious song reinventions. Gotta dig into this one. Get a sampling of this. It's the latest from Super Blue, Kurt Elling, and Charlie Hunter. It's called The Iridescent Spree. You'll find it on Edition Records. It's our new music feature of the week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took a ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi and the taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like that black crow flying in a blue sky. In search of love and music, my whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving. Diving down to pick up on every shiny little thing. I'm just like that black crow flying in a blue sky. After being up all night, I dug on my haggard face in the bathroom light. I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. Man, I saw that black crow. I
Yep, that's an interesting one to be sure, but I like it. The latest from Super Blue, Kurt Elling and Charlie Hunter. This album's called The Iridescent Spree. You'll find it on Edition Records, our new music feature of the week here on The Countdown. Bass?
Yep, Kurt Elling will be up for a Grammy nomination next year. Mark my words. Family, listen, spread the word. You can catch us via podcasts. We're streaming everywhere from Apple Podcasts to Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, in the three spot this week, we find a living legend out of Brazil, pianist and composer Antonio Adolfo. He's back with another great tribute release, this time not just to a person, but a genre. He's paying homage to both the bossa nova sound and two great icons of that sound, Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. 2023 marks the 65th birthday of bossa nova, and Mr. Adolfo decided to rearrange five songs from each of those living legends. He said he was only 17 when Carlos Lyra invited him to start his music career with him. A year later, he joined Roberto Menescal's group and went on to tour and record in Europe with Elis Regina. Such great history explored on the latest from Antonio Adolfo, Bossa 65, celebrating Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. After 7 weeks straight, he slips to the number three spot this week. Here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Antonio Adolfo Bassa 65, celebrating Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. You'll find it on the AAM music label. All yours.
All right, thank you, Brother Bass. Now, if the cloud of doubt concerning the future of this great music ever tries to dim your light of day, make sure you take solace in the talents of prodigies like Justin Lee Schultz. You may recall that we first caught taste of his incredible talent about 2 years ago when he dropped his debut for Shaughnessy Records. And now at age 16, the pianist, guitarist, and multi-instrumentalist returns for his second solo effort and gets a boost from some special guest contributors, including Richard Elliott, Dave Koz, and even a cameo from Robert Glasper, who himself is a big fan of Justin and his talents. Justin looks to Glasper, as a matter of fact, as a big brother in music and enjoys the opportunity to play and jam with him. Multi-instrumentalist Justin Lee Schultz right here with his latest, check out the album title, Just In The Moment. Get it? Justin, Just In. Just In The Moment's the album title. You'll find this one on the Shaughnessy label, moving up to take the number 2 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. pianist and multi-instrumentalist Justin Lee Schultz with his latest for the Shonicky label. It's called Just In The Moment, and it moves up to take the number two spot on this week's survey. Well, Brother Bass, as we hit the home stretch, things are looking a little different in that top spot. What's the big reveal, man?
My man Don Braden has finally made his way to the top. Yes, the incredible saxophonist and Cincinnati native last month released his second volume of one hell of a tribute release to two of his most prolific music influences, Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie Wonder. Man, the first volume was fire, and volume two literally picks up where he left off, joining the world-class Rita Saar, Art Hirahara, and Miki Hayama on piano and keys, bassist Kenny Davis, drummer Jeremy Warren, and the world-renowned percussionist extraordinaire Khalil Kwame Bell. Don said he wanted to capture their real band sound on these songs, like they've been playing together for years. And that they did. So much groove is present on these nine cuts of yesteryear, with a fresh perspective in a jazzy way. Taking over the number one position this week, here is saxophonist Don Braden with Earth, Wind, and Wonder Volume 2 here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. Yeah, I know you wanted to get to that high part. I definitely do too. You'll have to explore it on your own. Earth, Wind, and Wonder Volume 2, sax man Don Braden on the Creative Perspective label. Our brand new number one this week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, man, that is it from 10 to 1. A whole lot of fun counting them down for you. So many great musical moments that you can relive and enjoy via our podcast. We're streaming everywhere. Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, and more. And you can also download and or stream the podcast on our site, countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And you can stay connected with The Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, and the latest jazz news. Be sure you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and produced by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, follow me on Instagram at The Man With The Voice. This is Marcella Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, thanking you as always for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.